Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 27, 2026. Topsfield Massage Parlor has been shut down, and a Gloucester developer is seeking the okay for a Main Street project. Sunny, upper 30s, Highside, Gloucester Harbor, 8.01 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, police shut down a Boston Street massage parlor Wednesday as a result of a months-long prostitution and human trafficking investigation, according to Topsfield Police. The department executed a search warrant at Fei Fei El Spa, located at 461 Boston Street in Unit D2, with assistance from the Department of Homeland Security, Middleton Police, Ipswich Police, and the Massachusetts State Police, according to the statement. A cease and desist order was issued to the owner, Charlene Feng, over the crimes of engaging in sexual conduct for a fee, keeping a house of prostitution, and human trafficking. The business's lease will also be terminated by the property owner. Criminal charges are pending out of Ipswich District Court in Newburyport. Bobby Grady writes in the Gloucester Times, the Gloucester City Council's Planning and Development Subcommittee will hear a presentation next week on a proposed 40-unit residential and commercial project for 150 Main Street. Councilors will be tasked with whether or not to grant the developers special permits for two aspects of the project's design, constructing buildings over 35 feet tall and installing at least 21 bedrooms in a single project. The subcommittee will hear the presentation outlining the scope of the project on Wednesday, March 4 at 6 p.m. in the council's chamber on the first floor of City Hall. The meeting is not a public hearing, but the public is welcome to attend and listen to the presentation. The location was formerly Santander Bank and is now owned by Gloucester Maine LLC. City Councilor Jason Groh, who chairs the subcommittee, said the proposal would completely redevelop the former bank building and parking lot into 40 apartments with commercial space below the residences and parking underneath the building. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Itemlive.com is reporting that more than 30 Marblehead High School students and their chaperones have been stranded in Paris for nearly a week following a school-sponsored international trip, raising questions about travel logistics, costs, and the district's oversight of overseas student travel. At Thursday night's school committee meeting in Marblehead, Superintendent John Robidoux addressed the situation publicly, saying the students were delayed due to a winter storm but are expected to return to home by today. And WFXT-TV reports a 40-foot vessel broke off its mooring during the winter storm this week, becoming trapped in ice before drifting into a pier in Marblehead. According to officials, the boat had been moored in Marblehead when it separated from its line. Ice in the harbor carried it toward Stramski area, where it ultimately struck the Stramski pier. The boat's owner has been in contact with authorities, and Towboat U.S. has been designated as the salvager. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.